Gonna build a mountain from a little hill. Gonna build me a mountain, at least I hope I will. Gonna build a mountain, gonna build it high. I don't know how I'm gonna do it, I only know I'm gonna try.
Hello, success friends. I'm Tom.
And I'm Jerry. And we're here to ensure your success.
Today's show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency, your Fierst choice for insurance. My special guest is Shane Montoya from the Keller Williams The Odd Couple team. Say hello, Jerry.
Hello, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry.
Hey, I want to welcome all of our success friends today. Our show is dedicated, Shane, to all of us that have a dream, to all of us that want to be somebody, that want to do something special with our lives. The entrepreneur trying to start a business, the athlete trying to break a record or maybe make a team, the motivated person trying to lose weight, the student looking for A's, or maybe you looking for Mr. or Ms. Right. Success friends, all you need is to understand the science of success. Success principles that, when applied and utilized, help you reach your goal. Our success principle of the day is self-discipline. And always, Shane, whenever you hear that, you know it's time for our Vince Lombardi quote of the day. And today's quote is, "The difference between a successful person and others is not a lack of strength, not a lack of knowledge, but rather a lack of self-discipline." Oh, we have another one coming. This one, Shane, is coming from Plato. "The first and best victory is to conquer self." Success friends, let me introduce Shane Montoya to you, though. I've known Shane for about 20 years. And Shane, I think you know, as we're talking here, you had more success than I did back 20 years ago, because you were coming from a successful career as a, what was it called?
I was a recruiter.
A recruiter.
Actually. Yep.
And you were a successful recruiter at that, too.
I was, yep.
Okay. And from your recruiting, you went to the real estate.
I went into the real estate industry. I figured if I could sell people, I could sell houses too.
And you're still wanting to find that out, right?
That is true.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. But Shane, really, yours is a success story right out of the pages of Horatio Algiers. I mean, you've gone from, you know, out there making a living, scraping day by day, to building, we won't quite call it an empire, but you've done very well for yourself.
Well,
would you agree with that?
Thank you very much, yes.
And success, friends, just so you know, I mean, we're not kidding here when we talk about that, because the Minneapolis St. Paul magazine actually named you as a super agent of the Twin Cities.
That's true. That was pretty exciting.
Yeah, that's very exciting. What does it take to get that designation? Is it a certain amount of sales? Is it just...
You have to actually be nominated by real people that have had experiences working with you as an agent. Yep.
Okay. And then so referrals are telling how great of a job you guys did?
Yep. Referrals that come as a result directly to the magazine. So.
And Shane, we're going to talk about your company here a little bit later. We want to get back a little bit to the principal today.
Great.
But, you know, one of the things I know about you is because... being in the real estate industry, you went through the years of 2008, 9, and 10 when nobody was selling anything.
That is correct.
And yet you guys were actually able to stay in business and move some real estate back then, right?
Yeah, we actually had a growth period during that time.
And you had to have been one of the few real estate agents that had any growth at that time. In fact, most of the people I knew got out of the business.
A lot of people left the business, yes.
What do you attribute, or how did self-discipline help you? I mean, obviously, you guys had to work harder. You know, talk a little bit about what got you through that period. I mean, and how did self-discipline maybe help you in that area?
Well, I think focus, first and foremost. And, you know, I read a lot of books, and I think at that time I realized that I needed to look for people who had done what I was doing but were more successful and following their models. So really just taking a look at what others were doing that worked.
So what you did was the old saying of find someone that's successful and do what they do.
Yep. They have already oftentimes if you find that person, they've already gone through the stumbling blocks, and they've put together models and whatnot. And so to follow their success is what I went after.
And then you just made it your own, and you used the self-discipline to keep it working.
That's correct.
Go ahead. Did you say something else there? No? Just, all right.
I just think that, keeping in tune with people around you that are doing what you're doing, but they're better at it, and understanding and asking them questions, or even just reading books, if there have been writers out there who have, that are in your industry and learning from them.
So you've been a student of the success principles.
That is correct.
All right. And was that even back when you were recruiting? I mean, was it all the time, or was there something that happened that said, you know what, I want to get better. There's got to be some better way to do this.
Well, in my industry, in real estate, you either sink or swim. Either you're going to make a living or you're going to not make a living. And so you have to make a decision. And when the market crashed, I think that was a pivotal point for me to be able to recognize that people were leaving the business. And what that left on the table was an opportunity to gain market share.
With adversity, there's always the seed of equivalent benefit. Our job is just to find that benefit, right?
That's correct.
You found that benefit.
That's true.
Now, I want our success friends to get a pencil and paper out. We've got a number of addresses, phone numbers that we got to give them. The first one is going to be your website, Shane.
Yep.
And I'll let you tell them.
So I am a real estate team with inside the Keller Williams Realty Brokerage.
Okay.
And my team name is the Odd Couple Team, and the website is www.theoddcoupleteam.com.
And Success Friends, they do a fabulous job. I've worked with them. Their agents are, I think, just superb. I mean, really, they're easiest to work with, always available when we need information. They're right there to handle it. They're nice to us, which I like, right?
we try to be nice.
And we make mistakes, right, Jerry? You know it, Tom! But, Shane, one of the things that, this show is brought to you by the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency. And one of the things the Thomas Fierst Insurance Agency does for our success listeners is we give them a gift just for listening. And what that gift is a free lemon drop every day. And it's just a little bit of motivation that melts in your mind.
Perfect.
Do you like that?
I do.
I like it. Jerry likes it. But to get that, they just have to go to GPS4success.com, and we have a special treat this week. I'm working with one of my other clients, Dunn Brothers, and they're actually going to be giving away a free coffee card to the first 25 people that sign up this week.
I think I'll sign up.
There we go, baby. Jerry, we got another one. Okay, so Shane, what we want to do is we want to define this principle of self-discipline.
Okay.
All right. Merriam-Webster defines it as correction or regulation of oneself for the sake of improvement. And it is a fact that the person that knows what they want, has a plan to achieve it, and is actually engaged in carrying out that plan has no difficulty doing the things that you need to do. And my question on this, Shane, is this, you got into real estate, you're learning the business, you had a dream with what you wanted to do in real estate, right?
That's correct.
Okay. And then you knew where you wanted to go, you had your goals. Did that make doing what you had to do any easier?
Well, I think having a plan is definitely a main objective if you're going to be successful. So absolutely. And finding the one thing that you need to do that's going to make you successful, and then planning around that from there.
Okay. I think it's got to be hard to get into real estate sales, and that's because I'm from the outside looking in. I think you have to be extremely self-disciplined.
That's very true. There's not anyone that's managing you or your success. As a real estate agent, we are independent contractors, and so therefore we are our own bosses.
Right.
And if you're not following a regimen or a schedule and you're not holding yourself accountable or finding someone to hold you accountable, there are a lot of people who end up out of the business.
And that's one of the reasons why they do end out of the business. They just don't have a schedule. They don't have the self-discipline, and maybe not the drive. I think you can have drive without self-discipline, and you drive your business out over a cliff, right?
That is true. I think that as you are starting up a business, I truly believe that you have to find the one thing that's going to make you successful, and then follow that schedule and plan everything else around it.
I was told a long time ago that successes define their outcome. Did you have any idea back when you got into this real estate business of you'd be where you're at today?
Well, I like to say I did, actually, because I think that successful people are very forethoughtful, and they see not just in front of them, but they see, you know, visionary past that. And I think big thinkers are successful.
Right.
And we'd be, you know, I think selling ourselves short if we didn't think big.
Right. Yep. You wouldn't have got into it if you didn't think you could do it.
Correct.
Something special.
Yes.
I love it. What do I want to say? What tidbit or what success principle would you give to people that are just starting out? I mean, what's the thing that you think is very important?
Well, I said it a few minutes ago, and I'll come back to it again, and maybe I'm a little sensitive to this right now because I'm reading a great book by Gary Keller. It's called The One Thing.
Okay.
And the whole principle behind the book is finding the one thing that is, you know, we all have a lot of hours in the day, and we can, at the end of the day, realize that we didn't get very much accomplished. But
right.
How do some people get more accomplished in the same amount of time?
Right.
And it's because they're focused on one thing that makes us successful. So, for example, in my business, I know that nothing will happen unless I have business. And how do I get business? And that is by prospecting for business.
Right.
So I always like to do the one thing first thing in the morning before anything else happens. So before I go into the office, I always try to get a workout in.
Okay.
That's my one thing on a personal level.
All right, yeah.
And then when I go to the office, I know that my business cannot be successful unless I have business, so I prospect.
Got you.
Yeah.
So if you don't have somebody calling you, you're calling somebody.
That's right.
Or
I mean,
marketing some way.
Even before I check my emails for the day or my voicemails for the day or I interact with anyone, I lock myself into my office and I like to start generating leads by prospecting and calling people. And once I have that done, everything else comes second and I can get everything else done for the day.
Is that something you've done all your career?
No, I wish. If I had, I think I'd be further along.
We wouldn't be talking right
exactly.
now.
Exactly.
Right? Beautiful. But you've tried to do that that schedule throughout most of your business of some sort. I'm sure you did that back when you were recruiting people too.
Absolutely. And I think that success can be sort of easily defined in the sense that to be successful is following a schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Is really to follow a schedule.
Okay. I was taught also that successes do the things that unsuccessful people don't do. To me, a success like you're talking about is what am I doing on a daily basis? Even when things aren't working right, am I still doing that?
Right.
Correct? I mean, you have to do it whether you're getting a yes or whether you're getting no's.
Yeah, you have to. In fact, you have to do it in the way I do it actually is I do a lot of, again, going back to the whole prospecting piece, whether it's calling people I know or sometimes I'll just get out into my neighborhoods and I'll knock on doors.
Mm-hmm.
And I can actually tell you in what neighborhood how many times I have to knock on a door and get a no before I get a yes.
Really?
So knowing your numbers, I think that is helpful because does it take 80 times to call someone to get a yes? And so you know if you're on the 50th time, you got 30 more to go. So,
gotcha. Yeah. You don't stay frustrated. Again, you're defining your success. Shane, also, we talk about self-discipline. And one of the things they talk about success that you have to control your emotions, right?
Yes.
Real estate, sales in general, is a very emotional business.
It is.
How do you kind of walk that fine line? I mean, because you're working with someone and you know, you're bound by so many things that are outside of your influence. Everything looks great, and then something happens and you can't close this sale, or which has got to be very frustrating, but yet you still have to just keep moving forward. You can't let these things bother you, water off a duck's back. How do you handle that part of it?
Well, you know, I didn't always when I was real estate is a very emotional business. And I think that when it dawned on me, probably 5 years, 4 or 5 years into the business, it dawned on me that I needed to be less emotional about the outcome, because the outcome wasn't necessarily about me. I think a lot of people in my business try to control the outcome. And I think if we just really hone ourselves back as a salesperson and remember what's really at play here, and that's caring for the individual who's trying to accomplish a goal. You know, I think it's, you can be sensitive to your client's emotions, but not let your emotions try to control the outcome.
Yeah. So you just... You're just more in control of what's going on by being aware of the outcome. I'm doing what I can do. It's beyond my control, so don't get upset about it.
Well, I think acting in the best interest of your client and understanding that there are going to be some ups and downs, and setting your clients and the people around you up for the right expectation is also a really good way to do that. But honestly, not trying to control the outcome is the best way. I try to not get too emotionally vested, because if I start getting emotionally invested into how it's going to end before that happens and it doesn't, it does get troubling.
That's a nice way to put that.
Yeah.
Troubling. I like that. Very troubling. Hey, Shane, I want to take a little break. I want to talk a little bit about the Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency. As you know, we've been serving the St. Croix Valley, and in fact, all of Minnesota, Wisconsin, North and South Dakota, even Arizona for the past 20 years.
That's correct.
I think, was it your mom was in North Dakota? We were doing some work with her, or South Dakota?
Wyoming.
Oh, Wyoming.
Yeah.
That's right. We had to wait till she came to Minnesota.
Exactly. But she just came, actually. So.
Oh, okay. Yep. Very good. Our mission is simple, Shane. When I got involved with it, it was I wanted to provide the best insurance at the best price with the best service. And we do provide all types of insurance: home, auto, life insurance, health insurance, Medicare supplement. We work with commercial insurance, workers' comp. I think you might have one of each of these policies.
I probably do, yes.
But, you know, we've always said if you own it, we can insure it. If you need it, we can insure it. We've insured small individual artisans to large businesses. But the one common denominator we have for everybody is something we like to call blue ribbon customer service. And whether you're large or small, we try to serve you the way we want to be served. So please call us and let us give you a free analysis of your insurance and let's see what we can do for you. This week, you know, in fact, Thursday, we actually saved a client $2,300 on their insurance premiums.
That does not surprise me.
They like me for a change. No. But give us a call, 651-738-0107, and let's see if we can help you. You know, there's no commitments. If we can't, no problem. But at least you know then, and I think we can.
Tom, I have referred a number of people, whether they've been on my team or real estate clients, to you over the years, and the same story happens over and over, and that is that you have saved them money and provided them better service.
And Shane, we do appreciate it. You have actually saved us quite, or referred us quite a few people, and your team has too, and we really do appreciate that. And I think that's part of business too, is finding the relationships that work, right?
Absolutely. It's all about relationships.
And Shane, we're going to talk to you about what you guys are doing. One question, you know, and when you talked about, you get up in the morning, you do your exercise. When we talk about self-discipline, you know, you have the, we're told out there that you're not supposed to be a workaholic, but yet I find successful people work a lot, right?
That's true.
And one of the things they talk about free time is that we've got to be aware of our free time, but we have to be wary of our free time. How does free time come into you? Is there a point in the day where you finally just say, hey, I got to stop. I got to shut down. I mean, how do you kind of, there's another area of balance. But again, that's a self-discipline thing, I think.
It's all about following a schedule, Tom. I think you have to block out your personal time and you have to follow it. So if you're successful at work, it's because you're focusing on one thing that's going to make you successful at work. When you're at home, you have to shut it off and you have to focus on the one thing that's going to make you successful in your home life, and that's paying attention to your family or mm-hmm. your friends or whatever your particular home life is.
So you do shut the phone down sometimes?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
Yep.
And
it's hard in my business because, right. You know, it is real estate and offers can come in any time. But I think if you're doing a good job and letting your clients know up front, giving them the expectations of what kind of hours you do work, they really appreciate that and okay. then they understand it.
So communication comes into play
Absolutely.
With that. So that therefore you can do what you need to do for
Correct.
Yourself.
Yep.
Because I think that is a problem with burnout. And you think, I remember one person telling me when you work out of the house, you're either working not enough or you're working too much.
Right.
And so, you know, where do we find that balance? I do want to talk about your real estate team. Tell us what's special about your team. I mean, you've been talking a little bit about it, but, you know, tell us really about your team and the great things they do. I mean, you're one of the top producers for Keller Williams. Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah,
that's true, right?
Yep, absolutely. We tend to be in the top five in the region, actually, with Keller Williams
okay.
in terms of the volume of business that we sell. My team is structured of 10 people.
Okay.
I own an office on Grand Avenue in St. Paul.
Right.
And we have 7 agents. That are defined basically as we have some buyer specialists that work primarily with just our buyers.
Okay.
And then we have listing specialists, which is one of the things I do, and focus on listings. And, of course, we have some support that's going to help us. But we really like to be the boutique of real estate,
okay.
Caring about our clients, giving them a good transaction through from the beginning to the end, and then staying in touch with our people. We like to be community activists. We do a lot of community
right.
work.
Yes, you do.
Yep. So we just really like to not be the commodity, I guess, but really be, you know, that special boutique.
Well, and I think the key or the interesting part of you is you have 10 agents, but yet you do more volume than some with more agents than you, right?
That's true. Yep. We do a lot of volume. We sell. I mean, we're on record track to sell around $55 million in real estate in the area this year.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. That's why you're a super agent. That's a super agent, right, Jerry? Shane, I need a new treehouse. Can you help me out? What have you got on Grand Avenue over there for me?
I think we can sit down and do a needs analysis,
Jerry. Or one of those small houses I've seen on TV.
Perfect.
Shane, though, you do a lot of work in the Grand Avenue. What is that neighborhood called?
Well, we specialize in urban St. Paul.
But you really are doing a lot all over the cities, right?
We are. I mean, I've been selling real estate long enough that we have referral-based business that takes us into Stillwater, Matamidi, Woodbury. We do a lot of things in Woodbury. I spent a lot of my real estate career working actually out of a model home in Woodbury. We do a lot of business all over the place.
I think you do a lot down, you touch the southern part or the southern part of the Minneapolis, right?
Yep, we do a lot in the South Minneapolis, Nokomis, Longfellow neighborhood. We do a lot in the South Metro.
Okay.
We have listings right now in Eagan, Apple Valley.
Wow.
Yeah. Yep, we spread the gamut.
Fantastic. It really is fascinating what you guys have done, and it's just... You know, you talk to me. I told you you're one of the most successful people I've met, and I mean that.
Well, thank you.
Because you're really, I mean, really, I think it was you started in this real estate thing by yourself, right? I'll try real estate, and it's just grown.
It has grown. You know, I think, again, just paying attention to those people who are successful in your industry and learning more about what they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
I always say you have to fail forward. I know that's a quote that other people have used, other successful people. But you have to fail forward, and it's okay to fail and get back up and just keep going and keep watching the people that are successful around you.
How have you found, and I do appreciate the referrals, but how have you also found that Thomas Fierce Insurance Agency has helped you at all?
Well, there's a couple of different ways, Tom. I think that your agency has helped me look really good to my customers, because there have been certain times where my customers have gotten quotes needed to stay within a certain budget, and they couldn't find that. They called you, and you were able to find a good compromise for them. I personally, as you know, you have helped me personally in so many ways, whether it be with my own business. You know, last year we had
a little excitement.
We had a car drive through the front of my office, right. And you were right there the next day to come look at the damage and help me through that, and kind of coached me through that entire process. So I think just, you know, anytime I call your office, the people down there are Johnny on the spot with getting me answers. So
right.
I appreciate
that. I think we had a water claim at your house too. Was that what it
was? Yeah, I was out of town actually. I was in Florida.
Right.
And there was a huge water problem that happened in my house, where water backed up and into my basement. And you were able to help me take care of it while I was out of state.
That's what we try to do. Service is the key. Shane, I want to get real quickly, I want to touch base back. Also, give them your website again, our Success Friends, your website.
Yep, so if you're looking to buy or sell any real estate, you can go to www.theoddcoupleteam.com.
Okay, so theoddcoupleteam.com.
Yep.
Fabulous. And again, they can go to GPS4success.com and sign up for Lemon Drops, and they can get a free cup of coffee and, again, a little bit of inspiration that melts in your mind all day long. I have just a couple other quick questions I want to touch base with you on. And we talk about sales, Shane. You talk about self-employed, and I'm terrible at this. I have to really work on this. What do you do about procrastination?
Do it now.
Do it now. Do today's to-dos today.
That's right.
Something like that, right?
Yep. I think that it's, if you haven't read the book, I think it's Eat That Frog or Eat the Frog.
Okay.
It's all about getting what you need to do done early in the day, so you don't, that's when your motivation is at its height, and you just get it done, and you don't have to have it on your mind all day.
Just get it out of the way.
Get your workout in, and then get whatever you need to do to be successful done right away.
The things that have to get done, get them done, and then you can deal with the rest of the day.
Everything else falls into place.
I like that. Shane, we're coming to the end of the show. I want to thank you so much for joining
Thanks
us today. I know you don't have the time to come out here, but we really appreciate it. I hope our success friends have learned something. I know I have.
It's
fabulous stuff. I'm going to do what I need to do today, tomorrow. Wait a minute.
No,
today.
Now. Do it now. Do it now, Jerry.
I need a drum roll. All right. We got that out of the way. Fabulous. Shane, I want to tell you this. For me, success comes down to the realization that if it's to be, it's up to me. And I mean this in regards to success of any kind, from building a successful company like you've done to running a successful household. I mean, you always say the buck stops with you. If there's a problem, it stops with you, and you solve the problem. And I believe anyone can do anything that they set their mind to, but you need self-discipline, and you need to do the work that goes with it. I think any final thoughts that you have that you want to share with our success friends?
You know, I think that it's important to just stay focused. Surround yourself by positive things. I like to do my daily affirmations to myself while I'm doing my workout.
Mm-hmm.
And surround yourself by positive reading, positive people,
right.
And just stay focused.
And it will work out.
It will.
It's a journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's not happening overnight, but it does happen.
Yeah, find that one thing that's going to make you successful. If you have to do one thing, what is it?
Do that. Success friends, we want to thank you again. www.theoddcoupleteam.com. I think I got that right, Shane?
Yep.
GPS, the number 4success.com. Sign up for Lemon Drops. And of course, the Fierce Choice, we're always there for you. Success friends, follow the principles. You will achieve what you want. I want to thank Jenna for helping us produce this show, and everybody here at KLBB Radio. And of course, I want to thank Jerry for being with us today too. Jerry, slow down. It's scary out there.
Come fly with me. Let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is right,